So just for those ladies that were up here, I just felt a particular prophetic word. I was reminded of Psalm 68, verse 11 and 12. It says, "The Lord announces the word. The women who proclaim it are a mighty throng." Verse 12, "Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder." And I just saw such a richness of royalty over the woman who stood up here and represented preaching the word and dividing the plunder of what the Lord had got for them. So well done for standing up here. So I think it's absolutely incredible that I get to share part three. And it's also profound because it's right off the back of a welcoming in time. So it's part three of Made New. That's our series that we're working through. And it is a new family. Who's a part of a family here? Great. Wonderful. We're going to unpack the family of God. Now, the reason we're here today, and it's not just for the Being Redeemed coffee, although that's an amazing draw card, but it's here. And welcome to our friends online. It's awesome to have you here. Is to explore God's master plan, okay, of His grace that He made available to us through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, His resurrection, and in turn, our reconciliation to the Father because of what Jesus did. He made the way for us. So we've been unpacking the power of Easter. And the fact that we never lose sight of it, it's not one event that happens once in a year. It's something that we actually celebrate every single day and every time that we come together. So week one, in a nutshell, as a recap, our faith in Christ transforms us and makes us new. Week number two was we discovered that because of God's grace, we can move past our past. That there is forgiveness of our sins, and the mistakes we've made in the past don't have to dictate, determine, and define us for our future. We are free from those. And then this